This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. It's almost about time for us to wrap up for the day. But just before we go, we've got one final story about how businesses are in dire need for foreign workers. So many businesses have found difficulties operating over the course of the pandemic as their workforce are primarily composed of foreign workers. So business owners are calling for both local workers to fill the gaps and the government to extend their labour recalibration program to foreign workers as well.
A cleaning services operator, Baby Go, has lost more than half of her Indonesian workforce since Malaysia was hit by the COVID-19 pandemic last year. Go, who has been in the business for over 30 years, claims almost half of them returned home after their permits expired, and her application for a new batch of workers has since been put on hold as the borders are still closed due to the outbreak. And the Star had earlier reported that employers needing foreign workers and those yet to settle issues related to repatriation workers could heave a huge sigh of relief as the Home Ministry would support an extension of the two programs involved.
So some have suggested locals should take up the jobs left vacant by foreign domestic helpers. Maid agency operator Syed Muhammad Aidit told the Star newspaper that this would address shortage of workers in several key economic sectors and also reduce unemployment among locals. He added, and I quote, "This is an opportunity for them to get hired. Don't feel uneasy filling up the void in the workforce, thinking that it is second-class employment only suitable for senior citizens or foreigners." Syed Muhammad, meanwhile, has had to close his agency temporarily since he has no workers at the moment.
Meanwhile, Penang Human Resources Education, Science and Technology Committee Chairman Dr. P. Ramasamy has suggested the government's labour recalibration program be extended to foreign domestic maids. Under the program, employers in the construction, manufacturing, plantation, agriculture sectors are allowed to employ undocumented foreign workers. Ramasamy said the program could help cater the demand for foreign domestic helpers. It will solve the shortage of foreign domestic helpers in countries such as Indonesia, the Philippines and others. It is impossible to get domestic helpers from overseas as international borders are still closed. Even if we allow some of them in, it could create more problems, especially at a time when we're still fighting the pandemic.
Right. Now, I know I can't help but think about the plight of these foreign workers or these foreign domestic helpers right now, because it's been more than a year, right, since this pandemic. Also, you know, you're also going to be worried about what family is like back home, right? You know, working away from home during this time, it's just, it cannot be easy.
Right. For those that are here, right? And of course, and those that are going home, you know, I mean, obviously they came here to you know, earn more money. And
so what happens when your permit expires and you have to go home?
Right.
And then what happens there? Because, you know, unemployment everywhere is at a high right now. So it's just not an easy position to be in if you're a foreign worker here in Malaysia, or if you're a business that, you know, employs foreign workers as well. So our hearts go out to them. So it's almost time for us to wrap up, Frida. If you missed out on any part of our show today, some of the stories that we covered today include...
Yes, of course, the vaccine goals, and hopefully we'll get to, what, over 10...
10% of the population, which involves 10.7 million doses administered to 3.2 million people. And we're hoping to get there by mid-July.
Right. And of course, the blows to the gym and fitness industry. And of course, our last conversation about the need for foreign workers.
Right. If you missed out on any part of our show, you can go look for the podcasts on our website, bfm.my. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. We'll be back again same time tomorrow for more. But till then, on behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, thank you for listening. We leave you now with Duffy and Tainted Love. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.